into the LGBT world. Get it all in one package. Entertainment, music, gossip, an exclusive interview. Only on No Strings.
With Mike Damon.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Hi, hello, and welcome again to No Strings, and I am Mike Damon. I want to say thank you so much for joining me. Now, just in case if you're wondering what this is about, well, you're on to No Strings, and No Strings is Nigeria's first LGBT podcast, and it discusses LGBT issues every week. Now again, if you're wondering about the meaning of LGBT, it means lesbian, gay, bisexual and transsexual. Now, the reason for actually taking up the subject introduction to homosexuality is of course part of No Strings' mission to inform and educate, and also, you know, I have personally observed that some people lack necessary understanding concerning homosexuality, especially in Nigeria, where so many people are not informed or do not care about the life of a typical gay Nigerian, as they term homosexuality as a taboo subject. It has also been observed, you know, that some homosexuals are withdrawn and continue to live in denial. Well, all that is about to change, as No Strings will continue to provide access to tons of necessary information concerning the life of an LGBT person in Nigeria. Well, to continue seriously with the subject, I'm going to take a quick recess now to finally come back, and then we're going to continue with the subject. Don't go anywhere, as I'll be back after this.
No Strings with Mike Damon.
He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Hi, welcome back to No Strings, and I'm Mike Damon. We're still on the subject introduction to homosexuality. Now, some of us like to think that at a certain time we were young, innocent and vulnerable until someone came along and altered our sexuality. Yeah, that is if we even had one, because I'm not disputing some of us do not identify with any sexual orientation at all. Now, the thing is, some of us like to think, you know, of ourselves as victims of homosexuality or addicts. That is to say that we wouldn't have been homosexuals if something did not happen to change us. And this is, you know, if we even agree that we are homosexuals, as some of us are still battling seriously with acceptance. This belief is turning from the notion that homosexuality is unnatural. Now, let's decipher the meaning of natural, as that will give us a better understanding of what unnatural really means. Now, what is natural? Natural is what you are not forced to do. Natural is what you are genuinely drawn to. Natural is nature, and you're a human being, and all humans are part of nature. Well, natural is what promotes your sense of completeness. Now, unnatural is the opposite. Now, ask yourself these questions. Is anybody forcing you to love anyone? Is anybody telling you to be attracted to someone? Do you feel a sense of completeness when you are with the one you love, regardless of, you know, his or her sexual orientation? Then there's nothing unnatural about homosexuality if your answer to this question is no.
You're listening to No Strings.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Well, let's deal with another question. You know, sometimes, you know, people get to ask me certain questions, and I want to take this opportunity to actually answer it on the podcast. Now, here it goes. Someone once said to me, I have been introduced to homosexual sex. Will this alter my sexual orientation? Now, you have to know that sex is only an activity that provides instant pleasure, but attraction is in your head. It is who you are attracted to that determines your sexual orientation, and this has nothing to do with who you have sex with. Now, let me hit it, though there may be, you know, theories, you know, there are many theories, of course, that may dispute what I'm about to say now, but you should know that attraction is largely out of your control, but it is how you make sense of it, you know, and act upon it, that's, you know, entirely up to you. Now, we're definitely going to continue with this conversation, but let me take a briefie and then finally come back to continue with this. Don't go anywhere, because I'll be back.
You're listening to No Strings.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
This is a cry
from LGBTs in Nigeria. We say, stop the hate, stop homophobia. We are your brothers and sisters. And above all, we are Nigerians.
This is a message from Mike Damon for No Strengths.
It's No Strengths with Mike Damon. At a time like this, when Nigeria faces an unnecessary fear, fear from the minority, fear from LGBTs, we need a voice, we need it heard, and we need to tell our stories. And yes, we need to tell it with no strings attached. Join Mike Damon every week.
He can be your best friend, your ally, someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Hi, welcome back to No Strings. No Strings is Nigeria's first LGBT podcast, and it discusses LGBT issues every week. Ian, I am Mike Damon, and we're still on the subject, Introduction to Homosexuality. Now, there's no doubt we have at one point in time asked ourselves these questions. Am I normal? Could these be all wrong? Can I really change? And when the answer to these questions are not satisfying, or when it is particularly disputed by others, we resort to thinking and accepting that something must really be wrong with us. I have actually met some gay people who admit to me that they are tired of being gay and that they will be more happier if they could change their sexual orientation. Now, this is not them talking, obviously. Rather, it's the pressure from society and the frustration one feels when constantly being taunted about being gay. At this point, it would be easy for one to admit that something is indeed totally wrong. Things get worse when some of us think about our first experience, especially when it must have been initiated by someone else. These some people term as their introduction to homosexuality. This is how it began. This is how they were converted. This is how they were initiated. They will say, well, there's a big difference between introducing homosexual sex to someone and altering a person's sexual orientation. Well, it should be clearly noted that someone's sexual orientation cannot be altered. Yes, realization may take a long time, and it is completely possible for one to be introduced to homosexual sex, but your sexual orientation remains a part of you and it continues to drive your sense of attraction. Well, that will be all for this week's episode. See you next week for another exciting episode. Now, you can direct all your comments to info@nostringspodcast.0fees.us or to sponsor or speak with me directly, or 0813-874-8350. And of course, the conversation continues on Twitter at NSPodcast1. See you next week. Bye.
He can be your best friend, your ally, someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon. This is a cry from LGBTs in Nigeria. We say, stop the hate, stop homophobia. We are your brothers and sisters. And above all, we are Nigerians.
This is a message from Mike Damon for No Strengths.